I want to share with you a word that I got from a younger sister in the Lord this week, who is a sister that I've learned to just really trust her word over the years. And she is a prophetic woman, and she has got she's got a lot of insight, I think, into what's going on in the kingdom. And I don't get a ton from her, just once every so often, but she sent me a word this week that I didn't really know how to disseminate, but I wanted to share it, and I wanted to have it recorded today. And so I'm going to kind of read through and just say a couple of thoughts that I think would apply to what she sent us here. She said, "I was praying for the body in El Dorado, New Life, this last week. I met with some folks." She said, "My heart has been heavy the past few weeks with the attack of the enemy that's almost left some of us in shock and grieving. And there's just been some chaos abounding." So she said they gathered together some believers and prayed for the saints. And she saw a picture of a grassy area with a hedge all the way around it, almost like a fence made of hedge, she says. And inside there were people, the body of Christ, inside that hedge in that grassy area. And there were all different areas of people, ages. And people were standing there, and there were little foxes that were running in and out in all different angles. And they were going after the weak and the young in the body in this vision that she saw. But she said, "This amazing thing happened. As the little foxes headed towards the weak ones, others in the group who were stronger were reaching down and grabbing those foxes and preventing them from reaching the weaker ones." And then she sent a scripture in Song of Solomon 2, which says, "Catch the little foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom." And just to tease that out a little bit, that the large foxes come into a vineyard and eat the fruit, but little foxes come into a vineyard and they eat the vines that produce the fruit. And so that's why the call is to watch out for the little foxes, because there is a growth that cannot happen ever if the vine gets eaten away, meaning if the connection to Jesus gets taken away. And so that's what little foxes do. They go in there and they steal away that connection with Jesus, which actually prevents any fruit in the future, whereas the big foxes come in and just take away the fruit that's already there, meaning other fruit can grow back. So that's why they're so dangerous, is because they seem so little and they seem so harmless. But Jesus invites us into this co-laboring with him. Catch the little foxes. Let's come together and let's catch them together. And so I believe that's what he's calling the mature ones in the body, the spiritual-minded ones in the body, to watch out for the weaker ones, whether that's a young person or whether that's an old person, someone who's new in the faith and has weak faith, that we would watch out for one another. And then we would guard against these little inroads that the enemy has to come and eat away the vines that produce the fruit. And then she gave Hebrews 10. I'm just going to read that here. And this is just a good, solid reminder for us. Each week, probably we could read this. "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way opened up for us through the curtain that is his blood, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, since those two things are in place," then verse 22 says, "let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled and cleansed from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So let us draw near to God and let us hold unswervingly." And how do we continue in these things? And he tells us in verse 24, "And let us consider how we may spur one another onward towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching." She says this, "I have this overwhelming sense that we need to be together as the body more and more. I've noticed that so many of us seem so busy with this world, and there's been a drawing away of the gathering together. And she says, I'm guilty of this too, and I know how busy life can get. But she says, I feel a calling and a cautioning from the Lord that in this season we need to be with the body. We need to be together. And I agree with that. We need to get into each other's lives. Stand close. Lock arms with the weak, who may not even see the little foxes prowling and ready to attack. They might not know how dangerous these little sins are. May we be so engrossed as a body that it's harder for the enemy to sneak in without being noticed. She said, a brother reminded me last night that the church can and will come out of this stronger than going in. He promises he'll work all things for the good of those who love him, called according to his purpose. So she says, I have a couple of challenges. Number one, beware of the little foxes. Church, please beware of the little foxes. May the elder believers watch, love, and help protect the younger ones in the faith. May we make disciples. May we be alert. May we not be afraid to go after little foxes in each other's lives. May we do this with humility and love that breaks all barriers of pride and independence. Challenge number two, please do not forsake the assembling together. This is not a religious thing or something that we check off our list. This is for our own good and our own protection. I think this is such a really good challenge. We can get caught into an argument that's a cul-de-sac that's a non-argument, which is I don't have to go to church because I don't have to be religious. I'm not living under law. And that's a non-argument. Everybody agrees with that. God doesn't say to keep sex inside of marriage because that's the way we have to live. That's the law. Of course we know that's the law. He does that for our protection. He says to be together as a church for our protection as well, meaning you need this. We need this. This is what keeps us strong and protects us from little foxes. Find a group or a person to pray with, she says. Pray for marriages and homes, young and old believers. Pray his kingdom come. Pray, pray, pray. Get messy and real with one another. This is his command. And lastly, do not lose hope. Though all this is hard, we will come out stronger for it. Though sin and this world are evil, we don't live for this world or the little g God. We live for the one who is and has and will overcome it. And then she says, peace and blessing, my fox hunter brothers and sisters. Let his kingdom come in our hearts and homes as it is in heaven. I thought this was such a good encouragement. I wanted to share it with you. And I'd like to pray into that because there's a lot of deception right now. And the enemy is peeling off some who have been isolating themselves, and just a fresh call to commit ourselves to one another. So if I could have a couple guys help me with offering, please. We'll take that after I after I pray here today. So Lord, we thank you that you have given us your word, Lord, that protects us and keeps us strong and firm to the end, God. I thank you for this word from this dear sister, and I pray, the Lord, that it would just go deep into our hearts, any part of it that anyone needed to hear, Lord. And I ask, God, that you would just take it deep into our hearts. I ask, Father, that there would be a release of wisdom and revelation to see the little foxes that come in to spoil the vineyard, God. I pray, God, that there would be a stepping up for elder believers, Lord, for those who can see these things. And I pray, Lord, that there would just be a unity together in the body of Christ. Lord, right now, we just agree together, Lord, that there would be unity. And I pray, Lord, for those who are forsaking the assembling together with other believers. I pray for conviction about that, Lord. We pray not for any type of a law-based thinking, but just for the reality that we never do well alone, just to sink into their hearts and minds, Lord. We ask, Father, for a vibrant, healthy body of Christ and protection, Lord. I pray for all these dear saints, protection from the work of the enemy. In Jesus' name.